A deadly attack reveals troubling truths in Nigeria. Typhoon Haiyan survivors find hope in the Philippines. And a ministry is mixing business with the Great Commission. Stick around for today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder at the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia. Headlining our news today, a Boko Haram attack in northern Nigeria is raising red flags. Open Doors CEO and President David Curry explains.
When you see tactics like they used here, dressing up like military, big assaults on towns that are coordinated, this just shows their growing sophistication.
Dozens of Boko Haram fighters stormed a village Wednesday afternoon. Over 50 people were killed.
We're talking about a massive attack here that went basically unstopped. The government didn't show up for hours. There has to be some price to be paid, and whether it's going to be fallout to the president himself or to his cabinet, that's the political question. We're looking at it as a very unstable situation, and we're fearful that Christians are not being protected.
Find ways to help at our website. Next, you've seen the footage from Super Typhoon Haiyan and been overwhelmed by the numbers, right? The United Nations says just half of the aid pledged to the Philippines' recovery has been delivered. Advancing Native Missions President Bo Barreto says that there are real people behind the tragedy. At a pastor's conference he hosted recently, he met a couple who thanked the team for helping them start a second life.
This Pastor Dante and his wife, Dolore, they lost three of their four children, all under the age of 11. And not only that, they lost their three children, they also lost their home, and they also lost their church.
It's clear they aren't giving up sharing the gospel. Neither is A&M. In fact, the team just went there yesterday.
There's a big medical team doing their second or third medical operations in the city of Tacloban.
Every bit helps. Believe it.
We admit it is just a drop in the bucket. But if there are many drops in the bucket, that makes a river.
The links to make a difference are at our website. Meanwhile, spring-like temperatures are a concern and a help for those involved here at the Winter Olympics in Sochi. Sunny skies and temperatures in the 60s, not so good for skiers and snowboarders, but great news for Russian and American Christians working together at two area fun zones. I'm embedded with SOAR International, a ministry supporting Russia Inland, a national church consortium hosting these fun zones. They provide puppet shows, face painting, games, and a listening ear. Have people come to Christ? SOAR International's Richard Page says it's laying the groundwork.
And believe it or not, there are a lot of people that still believe that the evangelical churches drink the blood of babies. This is changing their perception of what the church is. And there are a lot of people that didn't even know a church was there. It's really opening doors, and we're planting seeds of the gospel through just every means that we can.
Pray God will lead Fun Zone visitors back to the church after the Olympics. Look at our pictures on our Facebook page. Meanwhile, have you ever raised your voice against injustice? World Renew Senegal is expanding the adolescent health program and their fight against injustice. The program teaches adolescent girls about their health, bodies, and rights in their communities. The girls in the program learn that they're valuable and have many opportunities to develop their potential. For more information on how you can speak out against injustice in Senegal, visit our new website at missionnetworknews.org. And some U.S. believers struggle to combine faith with their role in the business world, but they're learning how at InterVarsity Christian Fellowship this weekend. InterVarsity's annual conference is showing business leaders how to glorify God through authenticity, community, and personal transformation. Friday's session of the Believers in Business Conference is full, but there's room for you on Saturday. Find the details at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now receive our new e-news blast at your personal email address, and it's absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and much, much more. Click on the banner at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.